Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Ellidge. Let's get into it. With us right now, Daniel Strohle. Daniel, you are the founder of ProfitsX. You're found on the web at ProfitsX.com. Daniel, you're in New York City. It's great to have you.
I appreciate you guys having us, and I want to say it's a complete pleasure to be here.
Well, it's just you and me right now. And Daniel, before we kind of get going and talking about your superpowers, I always love kind of learning what, high level leaders are. You're usually passionate about a lot of different things. And man, it's amazing what people kind of get into. So when you're not at work, what have you been geeking out on lately?
Some of the things that I enjoy the most is business. So I will tell you what I geek out on my spare time when no one's watching. Is I found this, and I'm not a big guy that's into television or podcasts or things like that, but I did find this one podcast that I absolutely love and have been devouring like it's nobody's business. It's called Founders, The Founders. It talks about history's greatest founders of all time, and they do deep dives of autobiographies of some of the leading industry leaders across all industries, meaning some of the things like Kobe Bryant, someone who was one of the top of his field when it comes to basketball, all the way to Steve Jobs, Henry Ford, Carnegie, to Rockefeller. So you get to learn a lot about people who have done it before you and how they lead people and how they influence and how they set up their business structure. What did they do unique, different, better? And those are just some of the things that I tend to enjoy aside from the gym, basketball, and a little bit more of an athletic side of things.
Yeah. Is there a particular story that or a founder story that you're like, you know what, if you have not heard the whole story about this particular business tycoon or whoever it was, is there anyone that you'd recommend? Oh yeah, go listen to this story because it's pretty crazy or remarkable or just one that stood out.
I would say there's so many that stood out. When it comes to work ethic, I would definitely give it to Kobe Bryant. He's someone who he just wouldn't leave until he was done. He says a lot of people think that they're finished, but they're not really done. He'll go in and always do the extra reps over there. When it comes to innovation, obviously Steve Jobs, he created a product with a simple, singular idea expressed clearly and able to take that idea and bring it to the marketplace to have people understand the complex in a very simple version. One that I would say that does stand out now that I'm saying it out loud, which I loved, it was a young man. His name was Jimmy from Mr. Beast. If anyone's heard of Mr. Beast, I hope they have. He is a young founder, and he talks about how he himself has watched millions of hours of YouTube and how he's transforming YouTube and the space of what he does on YouTube as an alternative to Netflix, really capturing the attention, holding the attention, and being able to multiply attention through these social platforms. Those are just some of the people I would say I've learned a lot from.
What's the name of the podcast that you were referencing? It was
Founders, I believe, or The Founders. It literally talks about the people who have founded some of the greatest and largest companies ever known to man, and that you don't have to go out there and make all the same painful mistakes as they have. You can learn from their mistakes instead of having to replicate them on your own.
It's not David Senra, is it?
I believe it is.
The Founders podcast by David Senra?
Correct. That's the one.
Okay, cool.
Shout out. Outstanding. I've been bending that up. Like 20 episodes deep. It's great. It's so good.
Podcast listeners always love a good podcast recommendation. Daniel, share with us a little bit. So again, we generally have a pretty sophisticated business leader audience. Share with us, what is it that you do with ProfitsX?
So what we do is we go into companies that are either between $5 and $10 million and upwards of 10 to 15, and we analyze their systems and processes that they currently have in place. And we really tend to look at their people process, their product, because those are the things that most companies have down. Again, everyone says it's hard to find good people, hard to train new people, things like that. And when it comes to the product, some people just want to throw something out into the marketplace instead of really honing in on the product. but usually we'll find the company that has great people and have a great product. And we're the middle ground that's kind of connecting both, which is the systemization that comes in to making sure that their people are streamlined, they have a way to do everything in a thought out, methodical manner, and that their product the same way, there's an entry point where a client gets onboarded all the way to completion, retention, and ascension, depending on exactly what the business is. But we really focus simply on providing businesses with the tools that they need in order to keep going, to stay in business.
So what you can go ahead and be real specific in terms of like platforms or, you know, what that process looks like when you're coming into a company.
So for very simple standpoint, I like to look at every business as there's two sides of the business. There's the marketing side and then there's the product side. So there's the way to get clients and the ways to keep clients. Now, we like to look at both sides of the equation. We tend to specialize more on the marketing side because it's what we understand and what we have a background in. And we'll look at, okay, how do you generate leads? How do you capture the leads? How do you nurture the leads? And we'll usually have the ability to plug in certain systems and processes that help them do that in a very simple manner. Here's all the ways that we currently get clients. A lot of times they'll be like, oh, we get it all through referrals. Or we have this one platform that we're really focused on that brings us in all of our clients. And I always like to look at, people are so busy having multiple streams of incomes. And I always say, why don't you have multiple streams of leads? Because if you don't, and something happens to that platform, then you're kind of between a rock and a hard place. So the goal is to plug in different places that you can generate leads in from your business. A lot of times it's through connecting with other people, through social platforms, through consistent email marketing or social media marketing, to be able to get that consistent flow coming in, having a simple way to organize all of the leads that come in, and then obviously having a way to nurture them so you stay on top of mind, you build rapport, and they get to know you, like you, and trust you as time progresses.
So what do you see as working right now regarding marketing or, you know, lead generation? Because there are a lot of existing and I'd say legacy systems that are just no longer effective because those waters have been overfished so much. Do you work mostly with B2B or B2C?
So we work a little bit of a mix of both, but we do tend to stick most B2C. We work mostly in the real estate industry because that's where I have a background. My background's in underwriting and real estate development and helping filling shopping centers. And what I would do is, as we fill the shopping centers with tenants, I would ask them, hey, what are you guys doing to grow your business? What are you doing to market yourself? And I realized a lot of them had the same answer, which was not really having an answer. We're reliant on foot traffic or word of mouth instead of having something that's particular to their business. So I wouldn't be able to say, oh yeah, email marketing works for everybody. But let's be real. If you send an email on a consistent basis to your audience, whether it's a newsletter once a week, once a month, it's going to do better than not having an email newsletter. I wouldn't be able to say, oh, there's one size fits all. I do like to look at each business in specific to understand the industry and say, hey, for your industry, this is what we've seen worked best. But off the top of my mind, emails, text messages, I like to look at a very simple thing. So I'm going to answer your question in a very simple manner. Where is your consumer? So if your consumer is on social media, you probably want to talk to them through social media. Where is your consumer on their phone? Then you rather talk to them on their phone versus putting up a billboard. So understanding where the consumer's attention is at and then meeting them where they're at, to me, is probably the most effective marketing answer that I can give you. And everyone knows and should know, marketing comes down to testing. So you're able to try something, understand what the result, the ROI from that thing was, and then split test it against something else to get a more concrete answer for you in your specific scenario and business area.
Yeah. What might you know, and specifically in terms of tactics, because again, I think these are all pretty good general advice, right? So just, you know, be where your customer is. Don't be only in one channel. Obviously, that's solid, sound advice. But where do you now kind of grind that down in a way that a customer, you know, or a client might not be able to figure that out on their own? Because those seem like two very obvious, you know, pieces of advice. I want, you know, our friend that's listening right now, I want them to feel like they're being fed with something tactical that they might be able to do with those concepts.
Fair enough. So I will tell you, advanced people don't not do the fundamentals. To me, the fundamentals, email marketing has been around forever. People don't switch up their emails. People don't switch up their phone numbers. People do get off of social media. People don't drive down the same highway that you put a billboard on. So I tend to like to do the things that I know work. I know that after working with businesses for close to a decade, what I hear from feedback is, oh, these clients come in because they see our weekly emails. They see our monthly emails. And to me, I'm fairly certain to recommend emails to almost any business out there, due to the fact that the average consumer will not work with you unless they get 20 to 30 to 40 touch points nowadays of actually seeing you. the email to me is the most important thing of the business, because if you close down your business, you sell your business, or you want to open up a new business, you have an email list that you own and you control, and you get to decide what you're putting in that email, because people know you, like you, and trust you. And if you decide that you want to open up a real estate investment firm tomorrow and you own a construction firm today, you can close down the construction firm, take your clients that are in that email list and start emailing them, telling them about your new business, and you will be able to transfer over the most important thing in business, which is trust. So your email list, your client list, the people that know you, like you, and trust you, that you own, that you aren't held captive to in regards to social media or a different platform that you don't own, you can now transfer over to a new business. And to me, I would have to say that is the most important thing. The list of people that you own, that know you, like you, trust you, have opted in to communicate with you, and you can dependably, reliably, and consistently generate leads from on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. That's what business comes down to. Having certainty, understanding that if I send out an email once a week, here's what I could expect on a response. Here's what I could expect on a conversion. Knowing your numbers, understanding how to produce predictability is what makes the business more valuable, and ultimately what makes it something that someone would want to buy from you and increases the multiple on a sale.
All right. So to our friends that are listening right now, for what reason might they want to get in touch with you? And if so, what do you typically do when you start talking together?
So my first goal is to understand, seek first to understand and to be understood. I don't like to prescribe a solution to anybody. My first goal for anyone that would be listening is to see if we're even a good fit to work together, because we're not always the right fit. We could always recommend someone if they may be a better fit. But my goal is to reach out or understand the people that are reaching out, what exactly they need help with in their business, and if they are looking to grow their business. There's plenty of people who are a little bit further on in the game. They're happy with where they're at and they don't want to grow any further. And to them, there's not much that we can do. But to the people that are actually serious about growing the business and that want to go further and that want more out of their business, that's something that to me is worth a conversation. And understanding the nitty gritty, their unique problems, their unique situations is the thing that I would start off with doing, so that I can actually say, hey, this is something that we would recommend. You don't need to do this, or you've probably tried this and you can veer away from that. There's a reason why it hasn't been working. Have you ever tried something like that? Or have you ever looked at something like that? And we can make more personalized recommendations to them. Does that make sense?
Sure. All right. Daniel Strohle, your website, ProfitsX.com, your founder. Daniel, thank you so much. Did you have any other, were there any other resources that you'd recommend for our friend that's listening? You know, they may not be ready for a conversation, but how they might be able to get to know you a little bit better?
So ProfitsX.com, we have tons of resources there. They're very enjoyable. We're going to be updating the site before the end of the year. I believe it should be beginning or mid-January at the latest, where there should be interactive resources on the site. Things like you can tap on an AI and have a conversation with an AI if you're not ready to talk to a person. And they should be able to support you the same way, answer a lot of your questions. And if you want to download the book or download some resources that you would like to read through and understand a little bit better, that would obviously help your business go from where it's at to making some progress in the right direction, which to me is what business is all about. So if you're someone that's looking to grow your business and you want to take baby steps over big leaps, I would probably start off at profitsx.com/resources, and you'll be able to see a bunch of different resources there that will help you understand this, the place where you're at in business and where you can make the right steps moving forward.
All right. Sounds great. Daniel Strohle, again, your website, profitsx.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. I appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.